Now let me move on down. Verse 6. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord. He that regardeth not the day to the Lord, he doth not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. He that eateth not to the Lord, he eateth not and giveth God thanks. So that if you can go out on Sunday, and maybe you play golf on Sunday, and you can take Jesus Christ with you, stop out maybe on the ninth hole and have a prayer with the foursome you're playing with, then may I say to you that it'd be great. But I want to say this to you. What'll the foursome back of you think of you when they are held up and saying, those fellas are praying? And you know what one of them's going to say? What in the world are they doing out here today? Now, let's move on. The one thing is that the one with meat, he gives thanks to God from his heart. The one without meat, he gives thanks to God from his heart. It's not what's on the table, but what's in the heart that makes the real difference in man. That's the important thing, and that's what conditions Christian conduct. Now, verses 7 and 9. For none of us liveth to himself. No man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the living. Now, the important thing to note here is a great many people say, for none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. And they use that as teaching the fact that our lives affect others and it's our influence. But that's not the thought here. The fact that is here is that we cannot live our lives apart from Christ. As a Christian, you can't live your life. Whether you live, you'll have to live to him. Whether you die, you're going to have to die to him. Now, our conduct, therefore, it's not limited or gauged by the food spread on the table by the fact that our lives are spread out before him. That's the thing that's important. And you're going to have to give an account for the things done in the flesh. So what you do, where you go, remember, one of these days, you'll sit down with him. And it's not going to be a question of meat on the table. It's going to be the question of your relationship to him when you sat down at that table. And you can be godless without meat, and you can be godless with meat, of course. That's the thing that is important here. And now Paul comes to this, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Why dost thou set it not thy brother? We're all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it's written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God. Now, I've never quite understood why people want to go to Bethlehem at Christmas time. There's no star there. But the Bible closes with the Lord Jesus saying, I am the offspring of David, the root and offspring of David, and I'm the bright and morning star. Now, that's the star that we're moving toward today. That's the star we should be following. For one of these days, we'll be in his presence. Therefore, he says, let us not therefore judge one another anymore. The problem is, you remember the Lord Jesus said to that bunch of Pharisees who wanted to stone a prostitute. He said, the one that's without sin, here's a brick, throw it at her. Not one of those boys were throwing bricks that day. And my friend, when you and I recognize I have to give an account of myself, and I'll be honest with you, that disturbs me a little because I'm wondering how I'm going to tell him about certain things. And so I can't sit in judgment on you. I'm worried about Vernon McGee. Let us therefore not judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Now, Paul's going to develop that thought, that my conduct has to be for the sake of the weak brother. Now, if I'm with a fella that believes he shouldn't travel on Sunday, and he and I are in a car together, he said, I just can't go today, McGee. I'm going to have to stay with him. I'll stay with him because, not that I agree with him, but for the sake of the weak brother. We need to recognize that. And what Paul is saying here, he says, destroy not him with thy meat for whom Christ died. Let us not chop each other up. And my There are certain churches today where they do a good job of chopping each other up.